Have you ever asked yourself, why can't anyone love me? One failed relationship after another, betrayal, abandonment, lack of trust, the cycles repeated. Until my guest, Sonia Foss, discovered how to break that negative cycle. And so can you. Hi, I'm Rosie Aiello, and welcome to the Vulnerable to Valuable podcast. We talk about moving forward after experiencing narcissistic, controlling, demeaning, and abusive relationships. If you've been in one of those, like me, you know what I'm talking about. You're not alone. You've been through some painful stuff, shame, blame, that inner bully inside you. My mission is to lift and inspire you. Give you the ways you can reclaim your voice and value, your confidence, and the courage to be the new empowered you. I love how my guests get vulnerable for you, and Sonia Foss is no exception as she shares her story about her father that began the spiral of not trusting men so that you too can learn and let you know that you're not alone. We're going to talk with Sonia in a moment, and first a mini masterclass. You know, one of the reasons I do this podcast is to let you know two primary things. One, you are not alone. And two, to give you hope that there is a way, actually several ways, to move past and forward in your life, even if you don't believe it at first, that it could actually happen for you. So just keep listening. Today, we tap into pillar number 9 of the 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars. And that one is mostly about intuition. Intuition is listening to your body, your mind, and spirit. When you're in an unhealthy relationship, what happens is you get disconnected from your body. Your body is an important messaging system when you can get quiet enough to listen to it. And if you were like me, being in a toxic relationship, it was really hard just to get myself settled and quiet. That's what happens when you are in toxic relationships. Your brain gets stuck in fear. That amygdala part of your brain, that fight, flight, or freeze zone, is just in constant overload. So that's why you stay in that stuck position of fear. Your brain kind of gets gummed up. It just keeps focused on creating more evidence of fear. Now, when you're in it, you probably are, but now when you've left it, it still holds you down and back into that zone of fear, the fear zone. For the longest time, this is after I escaped from my husband, for the longest time, I believed that I was in danger. I had to train my brain that there was a difference between danger and fear. I may have felt fear, but I was not in real danger. I just couldn't differentiate that in the very beginning. What I thought, I really believed was true. And then I had to shift from fear and remind myself that now I was safe. So there was several stages to get from not believing I was in danger. You know, the fear was driving me to fear I was actually in true danger of my life, to shifting to actually I felt safe. That was a very long process for me, and it kind of came and went. I had different stages of fear, different stages of danger, different stages of feeling safe, but pretty much come through all of that. But that process came from tapping into my body and listening to its messages, listening to the messages from my body. So that was one. Two, understanding that the fear came from stories I made up in my head about the past that weren't really true in my life anymore. Now, I thought they were true. What I thought was absolutely true, and I couldn't, and it was hard to just detach myself from the reality that I was really living from my past that I thought was the truth. it kind of gets all mucked up together. And of course, the third part of the process was really practicing new supportive thoughts, which were really the truth of the matter. But in the beginning, I couldn't see them as truth. I only thought, okay, I just have to work towards that belief. And those were the key steps of getting back into my body, listening to myself, honoring myself, knowing that I really wasn't in fear, knowing that I could actually create what I wanted in this life. And it was step by step by step. And you can do that too. And you are going to learn so much in this episode. And I just so appreciate her vulnerability. So if you are seeking these kinds of shifts too, then I want to make sure that you get your own free copy of the 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars. Just go to theloveiskindnetwork.com/podcast. You can just go to vulnerabletovaluable.com. They'll get you to the same place and subscribe. And when you subscribe, you're going to get the entire guidebook to the 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars. This was the guide that I took to create the life and the love of my life that I have now. And I want that so much for you. I just want that so much for you. So make sure you take the time, and you can find all of that in the show notes, wherever you are. Okay? All right. The only way to move forward and create an impact in your life is to know where you're at, where you want to go, and what's holding you back. Get started by taking the Freedom Fulfillment Quiz. In 4 short minutes, you'll discover where you are, where you want to be, and what you'll need to do. If you're serious about evolving into a new empowered you who can show up as that confident woman she once was or wants to be, then start now. Your life is waiting for you. Go to freedomfulfillmentquiz.com. Sometimes someone enters your life who has such luscious energy that she just raises everyone's energy around her. And that's who Sonia Foss is for me. Grace, big heart, generous. That's all of her and more. Sonia is a yoga master and teacher and channeler of the Oracle. With the Oracle, they teach how to eliminate everything in your way so that you can become your true self, find your divine freedom, and create your best life. Sonia Foss will be here in a moment. And first, thank you for downloading the Vulnerable to Valuable podcast, produced by the Love is Kind Network. We're just starting out. Please subscribe. Every 5-star review on iTunes and every share will help our mission to impact 100 million women worldwide who have lost their voice, value, and authenticity in narcissistic, controlling, and abusive relationships. Will you help us achieve that goal? Now let's go from vulnerable to valuable with Sonia Foss. Hi, Sonia. How are you? I'm so glad you're here.
I have the biggest smile on my face just to be here with you. I am delighted. I can't wait for this conversation to occur.
It's going to be so transformational for the women who get to listen to this. I just know that. And so I just wanted them to know a little bit about you. And we're going to know more when we have our conversation. But Sonia Foss is the channeler of the Oracle. And together they teach people divine freedom and how to eliminate everything in their way of living their best life. I think that's why we are just so connected, because we're on such a similar mission. We just do it differently, but in our hearts, that's what we want so much for women and everybody in the world, is to really live their best life, because it wasn't always like that, right? No, it wasn't always like that. So, you know, what were some of maybe your experiences where you felt really vulnerable and the relationship wasn't really working out for you.
Oh, gosh. I am ready to dive deep into divine freedom and how to access it. Here are some stories that might be very powerful, very resonant for your listeners and everyone who's chiming in. These thoughts, these emotions, these energies, these fears that I felt really motivated me in all of the decisions that I made in my relationships. It wasn't until I realized that there was a way out of feeling such fear that I was actually able to end vulnerable moments. And these vulnerable moments really had so much to do with feeling as though I was permanently oppressed and abused and used, not seen, not heard, not understood, not loved.
And those are awful feelings. Was it over a series of years or as an adult when you were dating?
Unfortunately, the first time it happened was when my father broke my heart, leaving the house for another woman. And I was devastated. He was the very first man to have really, truly hurt me in that way. He was my everything. Everything. And then to top it off, a month later, my uncle was actually murdered from a similar love triangle. So I had made a decision in that moment of men only want sex. Men are not going to stick around. Men are like, they can hurt me. I don't want to have anything to do with it. So I actually refused to date, to connect. I had very rigid perceptions of what men are and who they are and what love really means, to the point that when my heart yearned for love, my heart yearned for it and connection and a deep dive into a relationship with someone who says that they love me, right?
Because that's how we are as humans, right? We're meant for connection.
Yeah.
You have that yearning and then...
And lo and behold, because I had this inner battle, right? Of fear. Is it possibly true? Like, how do I trust my decisions? How do I know that this person really is for me? And so I wound up choosing the wrong person. I wound up not trusting my instincts. I wound up not trusting what my heart was saying or what my body was saying about the person that I was exposed to and connected to and was trying to actually even convince me, right? We've all been in those situations, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like gaslighting and the flowers and the romance and the persistence, right? Have you been there?
It feels good, right? It feels good at the time.
Someone loves me.
Yeah. Wow. Right?
Oh my gosh. Everything in us is telling us, no, he doesn't.
Yeah. Right.
He wants you for something else, honey. But, and I'm sure that that resonates with you. Yeah.
100%.
But then we go against what our heart says and we go against what our bodies say. And guess what? They win. And all of a sudden, it could even be as quick as 3 weeks down the road or 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, 3 years down the road. All of a sudden, we have, oh, and so many women, right? You work with so many women. I work with so many women who have been left behind, beaten, who have had their lives torn apart, who are so separated from who they really are.
We are. Yeah.
That they're left in no knowing of how to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is exactly, that was my experience. That's experience that when I talk to other women, just like you say, this is the experience of women that we work with. It's just to, you know, that's, you know, helping them move forward in their life and really getting them to know who they are. Right? Isn't it about getting to know who they are? So how did you, all of this, you obviously got out of that relationship, feeling maybe a little bit shattered and doubting yourself. What was part of your journey of starting to know who you were?
Well, it wasn't just one relationship, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. I know. Because we have those patterns, right? It's just like, it doesn't seem like we'll fall into it, but we do again and again.
I was completely obliterated. I literally ran to the Arctic thinking that I could get away from all of the suffering. And lo and behold, there it was, the same, different man, same relationship. Different man, same relationship. Different man, same betrayals. Over and over and over again, until one day, after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, after putting on, you may or may not believe this, over 200 pounds, right?
She doesn't look 200 pounds. She's probably like half of that right now.
And after, you know, depending on cigarettes and alcohol, no drugs, thank God. I knew myself too well to even begin to go down that road.
Yeah, but the food, and the smoking and the other alcohol were still addictions in shape or form, right? You were eating or drinking or whatever, smoking your emotions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Until this one moment, right? There I am with a bottle of wine in one hand and a cigarette in the other, staring into a wood stove high in Canada's Arctic, the wilderness, where I lived on hundreds of acres by myself, crying as a yet another relationship ended and I'm not wanted and I'm not loved and I was poorly treated, sitting there asking myself, why can't anyone love me?
Why can't anyone love me?
And the answer didn't come from outside of me. It didn't come from anybody else. And you have had similar moments to this, where the answer came from within, and it was because I never loved me.
So true. Yeah, it's so true, Sonia. And I love the way you expressed it as well, because women, we always think it's outside. We think we go into the people pleasing. We think if we do this and we do that, and we twist ourselves, that they're going to love me. And so it's like, when it doesn't work, it's like, what's wrong with me? And they'll tell you what's wrong with you as well. But to really get to that deep transformation, really knowing who you are, and what I call it, the freedom journey to be 100% you, it's just going, the only way out is going inside, right? And a lot of us probably were resistant. You know how we weren't listening to our heart. We weren't trusting our gut or our intuition. I wasn't either. I mean, I didn't even know I was supposed to. I was so disconnected from all of that. I had no idea that, remember how you're saying we were liking what they were doing, but our bodies and everything else inside was saying no. Mine was saying no too, but I didn't know it was saying no. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Because we are taught otherwise, aren't we?
Yeah.
How many women come to you saying, I don't even know. I don't even know. Right? Like, they don't even know what their body is saying to them. They don't even know what their heart is saying to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So then you're now in the Arctic, crying your eyes out, realizing it's not from outside. It's from within. Yeah. And what did you hear? You had to love yourself.
And I made a commitment to hold space for myself and to actually honor and nurture the connection of little Sonia, because she's the one that really spoke. She said, because you never loved me. Mm. And like, if you can imagine pigtails on both sides of my head, little two-year-old, rosy cheeks, absolutely like obsessed with her mother and loves to play all day, right? I never loved her.
Yeah.
She knew how to dance and play. She knew how to have fun. She knew what love was. She knew how to get away from boys when they chased her around the schoolyard. She knew. She had spidey senses. She knew how to be and how to love herself and how to love others and what it meant to receive those messages. But with the family breakdown, donk, she was gone. She was forgotten. Fear was in her place. instead of love for her, I, the ego Sonia, the one that was becoming, mm-hmm. right, in puberty, mm-hmm. was like, oh, no, 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 no. You can't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Because we all start to, all these outside, all the adults are saying, no, you can't do this. And this is not right. And then your own experiences. And then you don't know what's right. And then you get more and more disconnected from your body and from your internal GPS.
Completely. And so for me, my parents lost their power, right? Except for in this one particular way where I just wasn't good enough
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't happy anymore, because I wasn't this anymore, but I didn't even know that I wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look outside of yourself and you're in this place of complete disconnection, all you see is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
All you see is misery. All you see are like the ones who are hungry in this world, the ones who are fighting in this world, the political schemes, the things that are going wrong. And all of a sudden, there doesn't seem to be any evidence. There doesn't seem to be any proof that love is kind, that love is real, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Because now we're looking for what we've experienced in the past. That's all we know. So we just keep looking for it. And not even consciously looking for it. I don't think anybody's consciously looking for to be abused or mistreated. Obviously, nobody's doing that. But mm-hmm. that is now what's in our brain and what's guiding us on the subconscious level.
And so you even have the word right behind you, joy,
mm-hmm.
right? The American motto, pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question becomes, why am I not happy? Why am I not happy when we're so disconnected from who we are? Why am I not happy? Why is this man in my life? Why is he doing this to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as though we all of a sudden have all of these bits and pieces of the evidence that you're speaking into of here's this huge story. This is why I'm not happy. But really, it's really about the journey within. In order to connect to a sense of happiness and satisfaction and contentment is to recognize our own power.
So spot on, Sonia. I mean, I can just tell we just do the same thing, but just in different ways. But it's so important. But at the time, we don't recognize that. We just think we can fix the outside. Well, if we can just fix him, if we can just love him enough, if we can just this. And so as we're trying to make things work, we think it's all on the outside. We're not even going within until it gets, like you said, gets so bad. Like for me, it got so bad. For you, it just got so bad. It's like, then all of a sudden you're hit out over the head with a 2x4 by the universe and saying, I've been trying to tell you, but you just have not been paying attention.
Yes.
And then you start to realize that all the work is within. And I mean, even though I tell women, you know, I help them find what I call the kind love of their life. I go, I'm not a relationship coach. I'm just going to work on you. When I work on you, that's when, you know, when you work on yourself, really, when you work on yourself, that's when it's going to come and not before.
Liberation happens, right? Freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freedom.
Absolute liberation.
Yeah.
From all the stories, from all the thoughts, from all the feelings, from all, like when I, and I'm sure this is true for you too, when I look back at who it was that experienced all of that narcissism,
yeah,
the tiptoeing down the hallway, the bed linens that needed to be tucked in, the don't you dare sing in the showers, right?
Yeah.
Don't you dare make me uncomfortable. It's all your fault, Sonia.
Yep.
When I look back at who tolerated that.
I know. It's
like,
shocking.
Oh, you poor little thing. You poor little thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-mm.
And that is the work that you are doing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It is shocking. And just the other day, because I talk to these women all the time, it was just like, and I don't even think I could have said this probably even 2 years ago. That's how much, you know, you're constantly evolving and growing. But it's just like, I was thinking when I was experiencing it, and then after the escape, and then trying to heal myself and all of that, I was really, you know, not very happy. It was just so hard. And, you know, all, you know, this happened to me. But now I think how lucky we are, women like you and me, who've experienced this, because now we get to experience a whole new empowered us that we would have never experienced. I mean, that's, I could have never said that. I can't even believe it's coming out of my mouth now, that I am living a much fuller life, and I'm a much more conscious life than I could have if I was just like, got married, had the white picket fence and all of that. I've just been in this whole, you know, hum, kind of like ho-hum life. Now it's just so much more aware. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. I know this is going to trigger the heck out of a lot of listeners who actually need to hear this. I cheekily, jokingly, coy, I don't even know if this is an actual word, coyfully.
Go for it.
Right? Let's just do it. Let's just make up new worlds, new realities, etc., new words to boot. So refer to myself as the freest woman on earth. I literally feel that way.
See what happened?
Do you have any idea how mad people get about that?
Oh, you know what? It's such a joyful freedom. And I want to go into now, because I think this is a perfect segue for you to really go into defining what defined freedom is and how other women maybe can take a few steps to getting that freedom. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I've got goosebumps on my whole legs. I didn't even realize that. Because for me, I have got lots of layers of freedom too. But, you know, having that physical freedom was really the easiest freedom of all. The escape, I realized, was the easiest freedom. And truly, I don't ever underestimate my freedom. But now to have that freedom to be me, holy schmoly. There is nothing like it, right? So go for it. I want to hear the divine freedom, woman.
You know what? This is actually where I segue into becoming the oracle.
I love it.
Infinite intelligence, source energy, universal consciousness. They are here specifically with an incredible mission. And that is literally to help people become the 1%. And I don't even mean the Rockefellers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't mean that. I mean the true power of the 1%, where enough people actually discover what true liberation from suffering feels like, means, mm-hmm. and the full extent of their abilities to tap into their own way of connecting with source in a way that they are guided and they can feel freedom in every single moment. So how does that sound?
I feel emotional. I'm so excited. Just like, I don't know, all these emotions are coming up.
No, it's no big deal. Just end world suffering. No big deal.
I love this. Every episode, I offer a mini masterclass on the 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars. You can get the guidebook to all 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars right now. Simply go to vulnerabletovaluable.com and hit the subscribe button to get your copy. The only way to move forward and have an impact in your life is to get awareness of where you're at and discover what's holding you back. Following the 11 pillars, I was then able to develop strategies to create my business, become an international award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, and author, find the love of my life. And I use these pillars every day to create a fulfilled life. These are the same ones that I use with my clients. And now they are yours free. Go to vulnerabletovaluable.com and subscribe. And we're back with Sonia Foss and the Oracle, leading you to divine freedom and life mastery.
Oh, yeah. Well, I fell in love with you the first time I ever heard you speak. So The moment that you gave me this opportunity, I knew there's great work here. Yeah. There's great work. Mm-hmm. So I, Sonia, will see you and speak to you after, and the Oracle, all that there is, will present. Just a moment. What does it mean to channel? It means that Sonia has access, the ability to lean into her intuitive gifts in a way that she is actually able to give us full possession of her body, while her consciousness and all that she is in this life stays in her heart space. She is aware. She is in love with this process, in love with this dialogue, in love with all of the listeners. For this is no small thing. This is no small thing. What we are to speak of, divine freedom. It is that part of you in your heart that knows everything is all right. That it is always going to be all right. That you are truly able to surrender into sensations of trust, sensations of light on all levels of your humanness, of your humanity. We are here to teach people, you, dear one, your listeners, who are meant to hear these words. We teach how to eliminate suffering in the physical form, in the energies you carry, in the thoughts and the emotions that you have. Not only that, but your spiritual being who comes in and out of this physical world, very much creating story, a spiritual story, like a chapter in a book. This, Rosie, is one chapter, just like your marriage to your ex-husband was one chapter. And now you are ready to serve the world. But you cannot get there until you feel the sensation in the heart. The number one thing, the number one lesson, the number one insight that we are wanting to bestow upon you and all those who hear these words is this. Divine freedom is understanding. There is no fight. There is no fight in the light. And that the number one tool that you have access to is learning how to receive the messages that your body communicates on behalf of the divine. You have heard the words, your body is thy temple. Cleanse thy temple. Take care of thy temple. But somewhere along the way, even though we have been present for millennia, even though we have worked through several teachers throughout human history, even though these lessons have been given, they have been forgotten. That your body is not only thy temple, is not only a gift, but is your direct communication tool with your true self, your inner being, who you were born to be here. And we teach you how to learn, how to listen, how to understand that it is as simple as, is there tension in my body? How does my body feel in this situation about this person, about this relationship? How do I truly feel? Do I have knots in my stomach? This is related to fear. And where there is fear, nausea, anxiety, insecurity, there is no freedom, but also there is divine guidance. Divine guidance of, oh, this is not right for me. Oh, you are a narcissist? Why, thank you for letting me know. I'm out of here. Oh, I think I'm supposed to go to the store, but something is stopping me. Listen. Divine freedom can be achieved simply by learning how to feel good in your body and trust that feeling good is not only going to set you free, but it is actually going to help you create the life of your dreams. Dear one, Rosie, we ask you, dear one, how did your body feel in your marriage?
Everything you said, it was tight, it was tense, even before I got married, but I didn't realize it. I was nauseated all the time.
You felt afraid, yes?
Always afraid. Yeah, I felt afraid.
And the mind tried to get you out of there, yes?
Yeah, it was difficult. Yeah, I did get out though.
We are not wanting to create long drags and silences, absolutely not. But there is something in that memory of I remember what it was like in my body. The nausea, the fear, I was afraid all the time. Mm. This is something that someone is listening to right here, right now. Those are her words, right here, right now. Those are her words. I'm afraid all the time and I don't know why. Why am I afraid? Everything seems okay. Everything's clean. But what is he going to say when he comes home? Yes?
When the door opens.
What am I going to receive today? I did my very best today. I don't know how to do it better today. Yes?
Yes.
Do you have that experience now, Rosie?
No. I know down to my soul, it feels so good with the man I'm with.
Can you share with us and your listeners what that moment was for you? What shifted? What changed for you? What was the moment when you realized never again?
Oh, never again. Never. There were so many never agains before I left, but it was, I couldn't get out at the moment, but I knew I was going to get out. And I'll never forget the time, I'll share this one, when we were on our way to church. We were in Lebanon, and he had gotten upset with us that morning. He got upset with my daughter and gave me the silent treatment. I didn't even know if we're going to go to the Christmas Eve Mass. But as soon as he gave me the cold treatment, and then he said, we're going. So we got in the car. It was a small car. And from the moment we got in the car, he screamed at me. For 45 minutes, he screamed at my daughter and just insulted us. And I remember having my hand on the handle of the car door, ready to open it and jump out. And I didn't. And the only reason I didn't is I didn't want my daughter to be alone with him. We got to the church and I just told my daughter, and I felt horrible. I told my daughter, honey, just please apologize to your father. And I was so angry at him. And I go, just apologize that you were rude. So she was in between us. She turned to him and she said, I'm sorry, Papa. And then she turned to me and she says, Papa forgives me. And I was so livid Christmas Eve. And I knew it was just going to be a matter of time. It was going to be another, I think from that moment, probably another 8 years before I could get out.
Because that you knew. This is what we discuss. You knew in that moment, your inner being knew in that moment throughout your body.
Yeah.
Never again. That's not why I've been put here on earth. I haven't even begun to discover why I'm here on earth. And I get to.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that you decide from within, the knowledge that the suffering takes you to, the knowledge that the suffering takes you to, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. Until sadly, as you know, so many of your sisters, so many of Sonia's sisters, end in death. This is a global phenomenon. No voice, no power, oppression. And it was never meant to be that way. The reality, the stories that exist on this plane, they are not the truth of why you have come. You are here to know freedom. You are here to love.
Mm-hmm.
You are here to experience the joy that you feel on the every day. That is what is possible when a woman decides. She is teacher. She becomes leader. And then, such as yourself, such as Sonia, she becomes one whose purpose is here to heal the world. Yes?
Yes.
That is divine freedom. Knowing oneself, that is the truth.
Beautiful.
We are going to end our part here and bring Sonia back. Know this. We love you. Goodbye.
That was beautiful. And so poignant and so true. And I hope they listen to this over, you know, not just listen, to really get the whole meaning of what they shared with us, because it was really powerful. So thank you. Thank them for doing that.
It's my honor. And there are no mistakes. We are meant to be here. We are meant to be doing this work. And these words are meant to be heard. We've just changed lives, Rosie.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
My mission, you know, that, you know, inspire and impact 100 million women and more. Starting with 100 million. I can't stop this. I'm being led. And I, to be able to help women like this just means so much to me.
Yeah. It's time. It's time for the awakening. It's time for women to become, right? Like when you look at it in terms of teachings, like manifestation teachings as an example, right? When you look at human history and you actually see it through the lens that the oracle has given to me, mm-hmm. which is we have been getting ready to be ready. Mm-hmm. We have been getting ready to be ready from 10,000 years ago, from all of the sacred texts that have dismissed us, kept us out, that have silenced us, that have, you know, the oppression that has burned us at the stake for doing exactly what I just did today.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
For showing our bosom, for doing things that men feel is robbing them of their power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
By being us, we've been getting ready to be ready. Like, we have such a beautiful privilege and gift in the Western world as Western women. And it's not about skin color, and it's not about race, and it's not about language, and it's not about religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs or anything of the sort. When I refer to Western women, I mean women who literally physically live in the Western world, in America, in Canada, and other governing, you know, powerful, whatever quotation marks are happening right here, right now. What is perceived as power of nations, right? And we have freedom. We have used all of the momentum through our human history to be right here as we are. And when we can break free from our minds, from our hearts, from our narcissists, honey, watch out, because we're here to show and help and guide and teach and lead and support women of the world, understand their true power, understand their true freedom.
Yeah, I think it's an important message, because obviously this has been happening for a long time. So men, they're afraid for no reason. We really need to get to the root cause to start making that shift. And we have to start with the women to really disrupt the pattern and not continue in this pattern of being subjected to abuse and to having their voice taken away. So now we are giving women that chance to really have their voice, to speak up, to really know who they are, that they can live their life in joy.
Yes, these men have acted a certain way, right? Ignorant men have acted a certain way. Mm-hmm. Not all men are ignorant. And the reality is that they have also been blinded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right? They've been blinded spiritually, energetically, by our cultures, by the customs, by the things that give them power, right? They assume it's theirs. But guess what? They feel just as disconnected. Mm-hmm. They feel just as small. They feel just as scared because of the ego, right? Because of all the things that they're supposed to be. But hey, they're not there. They're not that successful. Hey, they're not that happy. And hey, they're only conditioned and taught to look at their woman and point a finger. Hey, I'm not happy. And guess what? It's because you don't have enough sex with me. It's because you don't make my food right. It's because you're not doing enough. It's because of you. And it's that whole blame game mm-hmm. that you're talking about that I totally resonate with, of like women who are waking up to their power can have the power to disrupt that and teach these men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, we're really quite aligned on that, because I really believe that. And I just wrote I was telling you about a book on civility. I was a co-author in this book on civility. And it's exactly what I was bringing up, that if we don't come to these men who are doing this, as a side note too, like you said, there are more kind men in the world than there are not kind men. We need to put that in. We haven't, you know, that has to be said really clearly. And those who are not, it's just because of generation after generation and generation. And we need to come with them with some kindness and compassion so that they can receive and see what they're creating, because they don't know what love is. So they're missing out. And I don't want to trigger women by saying, oh, well, you're sounding like you're really being compassionate to these narcissists. We need to take care of ourselves. And we can, just like women have to choose to move forward and evolve and find that freedom, the divine freedom, freedom journey to be 100% them. Men need to make that same choice, but of how they want to change and show up in the world. And I am focusing on helping the women, and we're both talking about it to bring knowledge to the whole world about this.
Absolutely.
And the more we do that, the more men listen to this.
It is our story. And guess what? We've never been able to write our story before. Now we get to.
Exactly. I mean, I've heard one man, I remember a few years ago, he heard me speak and he goes, wow, I didn't realize that if I don't get my act together, I'm going to lose my wife and daughter. That was great, right? Because they don't even know. So now they're starting to know. Now they're, because women, our voices are becoming louder and louder. It's not like things have shifted. It's just that now we've evolved enough where we can bring that voice. And I'm so glad to do this with you, Sonia.
Yeah. What a journey.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to watch other women rise.
Yeah.
And take advantage of this.
Absolutely. Take and they are. They will. I talk to them all the time. They're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Smart. You know, women are getting out there and just the power within themselves. They don't have to, not everyone has to change the world like you and me, but we can do that. Speaking of which, how can people find out about you and the Oracle? And
thank you for asking. Okay. So even though it is pronounced Sonia, it is spelled with a J, S-O-N-J-A, and A-N-D, the, T-H-E, Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, on Instagram. But just for you, and I've never done this before, and it will most likely, well, who knows? I make no promises, but I will most likely never do it again. Not in this way, not in this level of generosity, because normally it's about $500 USD to have a one-on-one dialogue with the Oracle, a one-on-one dialogue of like getting onto my schedule and my calendar. But for your listeners, Rosie, it is free for 30 minutes for these women to understand how they can go a little deeper also. Mm. So that's my gift. That's wow. How they can reach out. Find me, and maybe I give you a special code and we go from there. So DMing me over Instagram, saying that they've heard this, I'd love to see follows of you, of this movement that you're creating. I would love to see collaboration and connection and true, genuine, meaningful dialogue among us all. Mm. So, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to break free. I want to learn how to process this. I want to make this decision. How do I do that? Reach out.
Thank you so much. That is really generous. And just what we experienced today was really magnificent.
Thank you.
So what does love is kind mean to you, Sonia?
Love is kind means to me the complete surrender of one's ego and the full acceptance of who one truly is. And in that place, we get to experience eliminating our attachments, our stories, and then we get to watch as love is kind comes back to us in men who are healed, in men who are loving, in women who want to be sisters because they can feel it from within. Love is kind, is healing, it is nurturing, and it exists everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That is what love is kind means to me.
I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Thank you for spending your time with us. So appreciate it, Sonia.
Oh my gosh, it was my pleasure. And thank you for you and all that you do from my heart.
Thank you. That's it for today's episode. Head on over to vulnerabletovaluable.com and subscribe to the show. When you subscribe, you'll instantly get a special ebook. And when you subscribe to the show and post a review to iTunes, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a free consult with me. Plus, your subscribing will help our mission to inspire 100 million women worldwide to heal and move forward from their abusive relationships. That's vulnerabletovaluable.com, the podcast that guides you to reclaim your voice, value, confidence, and courage.